right now at 7.
Absolutely. This atmospheric river sets us up for success.
Well, a wild ride from cracked reservoirs to flooded streets. How much the monster storm actually impacted our water supply?
We have heard chainsaws all over the place today. We found out why storm cleanup in San Francisco could take longer than some residents hoped.
I could hear the cracking and popping of the something getting ready to fall.
Yeah, and we hear from residents across the Bay Area on how the atmospheric river hit them, literally.
Plus, what did they want with the flamethrower, the unusual illegal casino bust in the East Bay?
And how Facebook investors are actually shrugging off a whistleblower document dump.
You're not allowed to put film down.
Don't touch my camera.
And what's happening at this North Bay port? Why activists say they have proof of toxic pollution right here in the Bay. How activists claim they caught a Bay polluter in the act with a toxic waste dirtier than coal.
Right now on the KPIX 5 News at 7, streaming on CBSN Bay Area, a water supply roller coaster in the Bay Area, from dangerously low reservoirs to overflowing creeks and flooded roadways. Good evening. I'm Ken Bastide.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Just days ago, we were worrying about our water supply, but how much did that storm actually help our reservoirs?
Well, we sent KPIX 5's Wilson Walker to Marin and Sonoma counties to find out.
And I always think of nature and the animals, and so now our animals are okay, and the fire danger is going away, and yeah, it's absolutely gorgeous.
The morning came, the storm had passed, and before our eyes, a different landscape. In the wake of the atmospheric river, the North Bay is now basking in the glory of an epic storm that was desperately needed.
It was a great weekend for us water nerds and water managers. This storm was actually bigger than we had forecasted and thought.
Last week, we showed you the East Fork of the Russian River barely crawling into Lake Mendocino. Now the river is carrying the storm, and as of today, the lake was up 5,000 acre feet.
Lake Sonoma, just from this rainfall, has received over 13,000 acre feet into that reservoir.
And one of our smallest lakes, actually Phoenix Lake, is spilling now.
Marin is now in the wettest October since 1890, and the storm has had a dramatic impact on the water system.
We've ended up with 17 inches total, and that brought our reservoir levels up just over 11%.
A few more storms like this one, and Marin could very well find itself with reservoirs that are completely recharged. In Sonoma, it will take more time and more rain, but the first step was getting the ground saturated enough that it could carry the runoff to the reservoirs. They thought they needed about 7 to 10 inches to do that, and that is exactly what they got over the course of one single weekend.
Absolutely. This atmospheric river sets us up for success.
Wilson Walker, KPIX 5.
Well, Chopper 5 flew over the Lexington and Anderson reservoirs in the South Bay earlier today. Although the storm was a big help, the Lexington reservoir still has a long way to go after dipping to historically low levels.
And looking live out at the San Francisco skyline, we have been reviewing the rainfall totals yesterday. It marked the wettest October day ever in downtown San Francisco and the city's fourth wettest day in history.
I believe it. Meteorologist Paul Hagen joins us now with the impact of that atmospheric river. Paul?
Just a profound impact across the entire Bay Area. We needed the rain. We got the rain and then some. Take a look at these totals from the weekend when the rain started in the North Bay Saturday morning. When it wound down today, over 16 and a half inches of rain for Mount Tam. That is a ton of moisture. Ben Lomond in the Santa Cruz Mountains, over 9.5 inches of rain. Almost 9 inches in Berkeley. Dublin got over 0.5 foot of rain. San Francisco, that 4.02 inches of rain just Sunday in the 24 hours, but 5+ inches of rain for the storm as a whole. And even San Jose, you're so used to coming up short with these systems. Not yesterday. It came up with almost 2 inches of rain. We had a few showers out there earlier, some stragglers, but those have now faded off of the radar. You can see them just disappearing over the past couple of hours. We do have another chance of showers for the North Bay tomorrow, and one last flood warning in effect until 10 o'clock this evening for Sonoma County. This is primarily in the Forestville area, an urban and small stream flood advisory there. But once that expires, we're done with the advisories and warnings from the flood perspective. We'll talk about tomorrow's very light showers in the full forecast.
Unprecedented. Thank you, Paul. Residents across the Bay Area still dealing with storm damage. Crews have been working to clear flooded streets on the peninsula, especially on the west side of Highway 101 in the Millbrae area.
The sound of chainsaws roaring through Bay Area neighborhoods today. In San Francisco, public works crews have had their hands full removing downed trees, and in some cases, they had to remove up to 20 trees in one spot. They're asking residents to be patient because public works remains understaffed. Meanwhile, in the East Bay, the Alameda County Fair took a big hit. Prized stuffed animals are being dried out today after the storm sent them airborne and left them drenched. Vendor items were scattered all over the fairgrounds when the storm ripped tents apart.
And in Santa Cruz Mountains, crews also very busy there today, as you can imagine, clearing a number of downed trees, restoring power. The storm damage left some residents without any running water, but some people told us they're just glad there weren't any major mudslides.
This is huge. It's huge. And I don't know why I'm so excited and smiling, but it's just great to get out of the house. What a storm, huh?
My first year actually seeing all this. Busy week, not day, week.
Plenty of new ones, and these dry out pretty quick. We'll still get by.
Well, that's good. What'd you do yesterday in the meantime?
Watch football.
We ran the typical storm damage calls. It was windy and raining, so we had wires down, trees down, sometimes on vehicles, sometimes on houses, sometimes across the road.
I could hear the cracking and popping of the something getting ready to fall. And then boom, you know, the lights went out and the high power lines arced.
Well, we just got an update from PG&E. 36,000 customers still don't have power tonight. Here's a quick look at the number of outages. The peninsula was the hardest hit by yesterday's storm. PG&E says service should be fully restored by midnight tonight. We brought you live storm coverage all day yesterday on CBSN Bay Area. We are streaming 24 hours a day on KPIX.com and on the KPIX app.
Well, now at 7, two big busts to tell you about tonight. One of them, an illegal casino with something a little unexpected. Oakland police shared these pictures today of a bust on 17th Avenue that happened on October 14th. And get this, the officers recovered a Boring Company flamethrower along with drugs, loaded firearms, cash, at least 8 gambling machines from what's being called a gambling shack. And in Sonoma County, the storm didn't stop this big bust from going down yesterday. Deputies arresting 2 wanted suspects. They found 40,000 suspected fentanyl pills stashed in their car. And the DEA has been warning people about a sharp increase in fake pills containing fentanyl.
Also tonight, despite 2 whistleblowers coming forward this month, Facebook actually turned a higher profit. Facebook says its net income increased 17% to $9.19 billion from July to September. The company says this is due to strong advertising revenue. And today, the first whistleblower, Frances Haugen, spoke with the British Parliament about the company.
I think there is a view inside the company that safety is a cost center. It's not a growth center, which I think is very short-term in thinking. Because Facebook's own research has shown that when people have worse integrity experiences on the site, they are less likely to retain.